Thank you, Lord, for preserving us and keeping us on this day. Thank you, Lord God, for the love that we can show toward one another, that you've endued us with power from on high. Father, we thank you for the word that is about to be expressed to us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for clarity of thought and precision of speech. Thank you, Lord, for the joy that we have to receive the word. Thank you, Father God, that you've allowed my tongue to be the pen of the ready writer, and the hearts of the hearers to be the tablet in which it shall write a word of faith, the word of God, that brings healing and deliverance and power and peace to all that hear and believe it. Thank you, Lord. And Father, after you've saved some souls, and after you've healed some bodies, and after you've healed us spiritually, mentally, and physically, and after you've blessed us, and that you've delivered us, and that you've helped us to realize and recognize that you're more powerful, that you're sovereign, we'll be careful to give you glory and praise, and we will honor you, Lord God, with ourselves. And we're joining with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim, that chant and declare one to another that you are holy. You're holy, God. You're holy, and your glory fills the earth. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. We praise you. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to use for a thought on tonight. When they try you, trust him. When they try you, trust him. And if I could give a subtitle, I would say, I won't complain. Amen. He made the image of gold, and he said, whenever you hear the music, I want you to bow down to it. Right? That's what he said. And so when he said, you hear the music, think about the what? The image. And it's something how that works in our mind even today. Huh? Come on and say amen. The reason it works in our mind today is because I don't care what the music is, it's always tied to an image. That's why if you really want to get close to God, you got to put some of that other music down and you got to go straight gospel. I'm not talking about R&B gospel. I'm not talking about rap gospel. I'm talking about straight gospel, because that will tie you to the image of the Jesus that we all preach about. I wish I had somebody. But if you know, think about this. When you back in the day, when that song came on, when Tyrone Davis came on, and when Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, you know, you had somebody that music tied you to that image. When Lenny Williams said, girl, you know, I love you. You know who it was back then in the 70s when that song came out. You know who exactly it was that you were singing that song to. Come on and say amen now. In other words, it's tied to an image. And certain songs are tied to certain people or certain things. You know what car you was driving when you heard that song? You know who it was riding with you? You know what radio station it was? It ties you to something. So Nebuchadnezzar said, let me show you how to do this. I'm going to show you how I want you to worship. And you know, it ain't changed today. It's still the same. Because the celebrities, they want you to, you know, they want you to worship. They want you to worship them by buying their gear and buying their clothes. You got people out here having plastic surgery so they can look just like a celebrity. I ain't gonna mess with y'all on the hair. They buy all kind of stuff. They buy shoes and everything else, and just so they can look like a celebrity. Do you know that's worship? Because we spend our time trying to look like Christ because of our what? Worship. Y'all with me, y'all? So Nebuchadnezzar, I'm gonna skip all of that because I don't think that's gonna be interesting to y'all. But Nebuchadnezzar, he said, if you don't bow, then I'll throw you in the fire. Now, the thing about this is that these three boys, Hebrew boys, the Hebrew name Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah, these three guys, they had a devout relationship with their God.
Yeah.
And they refused to bow. Yeah. And this is a great example of trust, because they said, that we're not going to bow. And you can throw us in the fire, and our God will deliver us not only from the fire, but if you try something else by your hand, he'll deliver us again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, y'all don't believe me? Okay, let's read. Let's read it then. He said, look, he said, they said over in verse number 17, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Number one, we'll come out of this. That's how you got to look at it when you're going in it. You got to look at yourself as I'm coming out of it. Before you go in it, I'm coming out of it. I wish I had somebody, anybody looking at a trial you might be about to face, say, I'm going in this thing, but I'm coming out of this thing. I know I'm about to deal with something, but this thing that I'm going to deal with, I'm going to be able to overcome it, and I'm coming out of this thing. Tell somebody, I'm coming out of it. Oh, before I go in it, I'm coming out of it. He said, not only did he say that, he said, but he'll deliver us from this fiery furnace. But verse 17 said, and he will deliver us out of your hand. So if I make it through the fire, you decide to do something else, you're not going to be able to handle us. Oh, because you don't know who I belong to. The God that I serve. Oh, come on and say amen here. But then he said this. This is why this is a great example of trust. Look at verse 18. He says, but if not, be it known, O king, that we still won't serve your gods. They said, look, even if we die, we'd rather die serving God than to put down serving God and serve what you want us to serve. We'd rather not bow. All they had to do is bow. We don't see nothing wrong with that dude. In our day today, we don't see nothing wrong with all you got to do is, you know, just bow a little bit. You just, you know, play with it a little bit. They said, no, we ain't going to let nothing mess up our relationship with our God. Our total dedication is to him. I'm not dedicating to nothing else. And if God don't do it, it doesn't mean that he can't do it, but it means that we'll just be martyrs, but we trust him enough that we'll go in the fire. Oh, come on and say amen here. Do you trust God enough that when you get ready to go through something, that God, if you don't bring me out, I'm still all right with you? Boy, that's beautiful. That, don't you know, that looks good and it sounds good to God. God said, boy, them boys sure trust me, so I think I'm gonna let them go through it. But before I let them go through it, I'm just gonna get in there with them. Oh, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Getting ahead of myself now. Look at this. He says in verse 18, but we got to understand something first. We got to understand, well, the minute you take a stand for God, then God will stand for you. Yes, he will. He will. And so when they decided to take him, Nebuchadnezzar got mad at that moment. He said, now, wait a minute. Y'all done ate my food. And look, they had positions in the kingdom where he trusted them, and this was a betrayal to him. You know how it is. You done all this for him, and them jokers have sat around and let somebody talk about you around. Oh, no, all I done for you, and you're going to let them just handle me like that? You know you get mad with people. That's what Nebuchadnezzar did. He got mad with them.
Yeah.
Scripture said in verse 19, and he was full of fury. That means he was ready to kill. He was ready to cut their hair. He was ready to do whatever. I'm so mad, better yet, that fire ain't hot enough. I don't want them to even be ashes. I want to cremate them to the point that there's barely anything left. Look at that. He said, heat it up seven times more in verse 18. Right? And these three men in verse 21 said they were bound in their coats. They were bound not only in their coats, their hoses, their hats, and other garments. In other words, he said, let's just make it more fuel for the fire. Make sure they burn. Let's put a little gas, lighter fluid on them. Come on and say amen. They decide he wanted more on them. And he said that let's heat this thing up. Let's put all this stuff on them. And we're going to throw them in the fiery furnace. But the men, even though the men that wrapped them up and put them in the fire, do you know the fire was so high that it consumed them? You know what that says to me? I'm going to tell you what it says to me. It's leaping out the pages and telling me to say that don't worry about the folks that's trying to push you through the fire, because just like they're trying to push you through, the fire going to consume them, but it won't consume you. So look, don't be talking about it. Don't even worry about them, but you let the fire consume. He says, look at this, and he says that these men, they were bound in their coats and hoses and hats, and he said in verse 22, he says, and the king commanded it so fast, and he was like so urgent that he couldn't wait for them. He said, I'm not waiting till tomorrow, you got to go today. You know how some things catch you off guard? You know, you got this trial that you didn't see. I was all right with this, but this just hit me in the face. But Nebuchadnezzar, when he did this, he did it so fast that these boys ain't had time to go have a prayer meeting. Oh, you know, that's what we do whenever we about to go through, while we getting into something. Oh, Lord, let me go to my house. Let me go pray. Let me go to the church. Let me go to church this week. Let me call the pastor. Let the prayer chain start. They didn't have time to call Daniel and say, Daniel, pray for us. All they had was faith. Sometimes you don't have time to pray. It's time to just believe, baby. Oh, yeah, if the doctor all of a sudden says something, it's time to believe. It ain't time to go say, Lord, forgive me for my sin, because you know that's how we start off, because we ain't done right anyway. We go, Lord, help me, forgive me. I know I ain't been what I'm supposed to be. I know I've been rich, but Lord, this time, would you just hear my cry? Lord Jesus, have mercy. We start praying that prayer, but that ain't a time to pray about what's wrong with your life. It's time to have faith now, because faith will reach over your trouble. Faith will reach over your problem. Faith will reach over your pain. Faith would reach over your wretched self. And look, the Bible tells us that in so many words. Guess what it said? That he looks beyond our fault and see our need. Why? Because we have faith. God don't move because there's a need. God moves when there's faith. Because if God moved every time there was a need, there won't be no hungry people. There wouldn't be no homeless people, because they need food and they need housing. But when God sees faith, he moves. Y'all with me? Oh, Lord, have mercy. And he said, now he says that he's going to throw him in the fire. Throw him in the fire. And these three men, in verse 23, look at what it said. These three men fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fire. I want to tell somebody tonight, it's okay if you feel bound.
All right.
I want to let that sink in. Selah. It's okay if you're bound. And it's okay if people see you in the bondage that you're in. Look at it. It's okay to be bound. It's okay to be seen bound. It's okay, not only that, but look at this, what it says in verse 23. They fell down. Sometimes it's okay to fall down. I know you. This ain't the preaching that we normally hear. It's okay. It ain't the end of the world. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
It's okay. Let them see you bound. Let them see you fall. Let them see you in your trial. All right? But as long as they're looking at you in your trial, as long as they're looking at you in your bondage, guess what? Let them keep looking, because they're about to see you loosed.
All right.
It's in the text. It'll preach itself. It'll preach itself. You can be bound. Oh, yeah, I got a sickness, but that don't mean I can't praise him. Oh, yeah, I got some things in my life ain't right, but that don't mean I'm not going to give him my all. I got some stuff that people said about me. That's okay, because I still have joy, and I'm going to praise him. I wish I had somebody in the house that said, look, I've been bound, and I was ashamed of my bondage. I fell, and I was ashamed of what I fell into. I was in a trial, and I didn't want nobody to know, but let them see what you're going through, because God is building a testimony in you, and so many people will believe because of what you've been through. Oh, come on and shout amen in here. Oh, hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar, he's looking. He's saying, I threw these men in, and I want to see them fail. I want to see them fall. I want to see them burn. Do you know that's what they're doing? The devil will say, tell all your haters. The devil will say, wake up. There they go. Oh, yeah, we got them now. We got them in trouble. We got them in a trial. They're about to burn up, and you know what? We're about to burn out. That's what we say. Oh, I'm just burning up now. I'm about to burn out. This just getting the best of me. I tell you what, that's on my last nerve. You can say all of that and let them hear all of that, but guess what? You're going to come out of this and you're going to make it. I wish I had somebody here. Oh, what he says now is that Nebuchadnezzar said, lo, did not we throw in three? Look at what he says now. He said, did not we throw in three people? He said, but why is it that I see four? But notice what he also said. I like what he says in this verse, because this verse is a blessing. He the Bible says in verse 24 that he was astonished. In other words, it caught him by surprise. Do you know that when you go on your trials and you don't die right away and you're not taken out right away, it catches the devil by surprise? Oh, come here, Job. Did Job, I took all that he had. I took all that he had. I also cursed it and I took his body, his health from him, and his body got sick. But then Job turned around and said, the Lord give it and the Lord take it. Don't you know the devil, he was astonished and wondering, what in the world is Job all? After all I'm putting him through, all the hell I brought him, and he still wants to worship God. He still won't curse God to his face. I wish I had somebody. Even when his wife suggested that, he said, woman, you better get out my face. You don't sound like my wife. Come on and say amen here. But look at what he said. He said, I threw him in. He said, but when I threw him in, he says that, he said, did not I throw in three? Yeah, you know, you get the devil to question what he did. He started wondering, he started not knowing what he did. He get all discombobulated because he done picked on the wrong one. Tell him somebody, he done picked on the wrong. Come on, y'all can say that, amen. He said, I threw three men. He said, but then the king, they told him, they said, king, it's true, but verse 25, he said, lo, I see four men. But not only do I see four men, but I see four men loose. Yeah. Lord, have mercy in here. I'm telling you, the text will preach itself. If you look with me, it'll preach itself. He said, I threw in three. He said, but now, and I threw them in bound, but now I see four in the trial of the fire, and they are loose. You see, you know what happened here? You got, sometime when you go in a situation, whenever the enemy try to bring you through a situation, he try to bring you in one way, but then God said, while you're in here, I'm just going to loosen you up. I wish I had somebody. In other words, while I'm in this situation, I still got a change in my life. I still got some things happening in my life. While the fire is still burning, God has changed some things for me. Do I have any witnesses in here? Oh yeah, he said that I'm in a different condition now, even though I'm still in my trial. Y'all don't hear me now. In other words, let me tell you what happened here. Even though you're in your trial, you don't have to come out to be free. Oh, y'all didn't get that. Let me say it one more time. One more time. You might be in the fire, but you don't have to come out of the fire to be free, because you can be free to praise God while you're in there. You see, I'm trying to tell you, you can be going through right now, but that don't mean I'm still bound. It means that God has delivered me. The reason why I can be free while I'm still in my trial is the fact that God is in there with me. Do you know that Jesus spoke to the fire long before they got there? He said, fire, you can still be fire, but you can't burn the ones I love. He said, fire, you can still be fire. By the way, burn those chains off of them. Fire, you can still be fire. By the way, burn those ropes off of them. Fire, you can still be hot, but by the way, burn those clothes off so they can move around a little bit. And do you know you can't really walk on fire, but God made it where they can walk on fire. To Nebuchadnezzar confirmed it in his words. He said, we threw three in, but why is it that I see four and they all loose walking? I wish I had somebody. Somebody said, I don't think I can get out of this. God said, you ain't got to come out. Just let them see you free in your trial. You don't have to come out today, but let them see you loose in your trial. Come on and shout yeah. Shout yes. See, I don't have to be free today. Lord, you might not heal me right now, but that don't mean I can't praise him. Lord, you might not do it today, but it don't mean I can't give you the glory. I wish I had somebody in the house that said, I ain't free yet, but I'm still in the fire, but I'm still free. I wish I had somebody in here. Come on and shout glory. Come on and shout hallelujah. Come on and shout thank you, Jesus. But when I look at what happened here, the Bible said the fourth man, I told you the other night that the number four means something. The number four means rule. It means authority. And so the fourth man, he came in his authority. See, you can't tell the fire to stop. You got to have him with you. I wish I had somebody. You can't tell the fire what to do. Fire is a powerful element, and it takes somebody more powerful than fire. I wish I had somebody. It takes somebody who created water. It takes somebody who created the wind. It takes somebody. I wish I had somebody in the house that created all things to be able to speak to fire and tell it not to touch you. And notice what the Bible says. Their hair wasn't burned. They didn't even smell like it. Can I say something to you? Ain't it good when God comes in a trial with you and you come out, and I can't tell you've been in the trial. Come on and shout yes. Come on and shout glory. Don't it feel good to know that when I go in a trial, I ain't going by myself? Do you know that Jesus was already in there before they got to the fire? He said, that's all right, come on. I already cooled the fire off. I already told the fire that he can't touch the ones I love. Oh, come on and shout yes. Now let me jump all the way over and tell you what this is. It's letting us know that the flames of hell can't never touch us. That one of these days, even though my body rests in a grave, I'm going to come out. Even though they bind me in a casket, I'm still going to come out at the trump of God when the dead in Christ rise. Somebody say yes. Come on and say yeah. Anybody in the house, tell somebody, tell your neighbor, that when they take me through it, it won't go through me. Oh, come on and say yes here. And give God some praise. Oh, but when I look at the text, when I look at what happened, the fire is supposed to destroy you. The fire is supposed to change you. See, fire changes whatever it touches. But in this case, when you're a child of God, it changes it for the good. That's why you got to fight fire with fire. What fire you're talking about? The fire of the Holy Ghost. Anybody got that fire? The Holy Ghost and fire. Anybody in the house tonight, say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and so I'm fighting fire with fire. I keep the fire off me. I keep the trials off me because I got the fire of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say yes here. The Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials. They are only there to try you. Ain't there to destroy you. It's there to let you know that God has your back. Not only does he have your back, but God got your front. Somebody ought to say yes here. God got me. We used to sing a song. He's on my right. He's on my left. He's in my... Come on, y'all got... Under me, over, and he's living down inside. I wish I had somebody in the house. Oh, come on and say amen here. But when he said that, that when he went to the wall, he went to the fiery furnace. And you see, one thing about God, God don't have to bring you out after he's freed you in it. You got to have enough sense to say, I had enough of this mess. I'm about to walk out of, y'all don't hear me. What did God do here? Jesus protected them from the fire, but Nebuchadnezzar said, y'all come out. And they had to make a decision. It's time to come out. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, we've been in the fire too long. It's time to come out. Now you ought to rear your head back and shout glory. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Say yes here. Oh, come on and give him praise. Come on and give him glory.
But look at what happened. Not only did they come out, but the Bible says, oh, I wish I can find it right quick. The Bible says that his visage changed. It changed toward them. In other words, he was mad with them, but after they went through the trial, he decided to change his mind about what he wanted to happen to them. In other words, can I bring it to your house? The same folks that hated your guts, after they see you in your trial, after they see you make it through, they're the same ones are going to say, man, I like you. Oh, come on and shout yes. They're going to be the same ones that when they talk about you in the grocery store, they're going to say, wait a minute. Ain't nothing wrong with what they do, because they're too good of a person for me to let you run them down. Come on and shout glory. Shout hallelujah. His visage changed. He said, they ain't the same. You see, what I want to let you know too is that although you're in a trial and other folks are looking at you, they're looking at what you're going through, you're doing better than they are, and they ain't even going through nothing. I wish I had somebody. Oh yeah, you've been praying and you've been crying, but early in the morning you get up and you still go to work. They can't even make it to their job. You still go to church and they can't get out of the bed to go, but you're going through your trial and you're making it better than they're making it. I wish I had somebody in the house. This gumbo is warmed over. It's time for y'all to eat some. I wish I had a few people in the house tonight. Or come on and give God praise. I don't look like what I've been through. I don't smell like what I've been through. I came from bondage to freedom. Oh, come on and say amen here. But when I look at what happened now, I find out in verse 30, the Bible says, but before I get to verse 30, Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In other words, I want to serve the God you serve, because can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. What was he saying here? He was saying, I ain't never seen a God do what this God has done. God puts you on display. He wants to make an example of you. He wants you to see and let them see. I wish I had a few people that say, I'm going to trust God and I won't complain. They didn't complain about the trouble they seen. They didn't complain about being wrapped up in clothes. They didn't complain about being thrown in the fiery furnace, but they gave God praise. I wish I had somebody. Come on and shout yes. And I'm almost done. And I'm going to go to the house. Verse 30 says, and he promoted them. I wish I had somebody. They already had a high seat, but because of their faith, they got promoted. I came to let somebody know, don't worry about promotion. Promotion come from God, and it never comes from man. God promoted them because of what he did. Do I have anybody? Come on and shout glory. Come on and shout yes. Shout yes. But I came to tell you that even though you're in your trial, we have hope, and his name is Jesus. Came down through 39 prophets, fought in two generations. He took up a rugged cross up the Villa Dolorosa, and he went to the cross. He said, no man take my life. I lay it down. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He hung his head, and there he died. Somebody say he died. Say Friday he died. They say he died. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Somebody say power. Power to make you walk right. Power to make you talk right. Power to make you live right. Anybody know this power? He said, go to Jerusalem till you're being endued with power. what kind of power? Or I heard a songwriter say, what is this? I wish I had somebody that said, what is this that make me love my neighbor? I wish I had somebody that said, what is this that makes me run and ain't nobody chasing? What is this? Can I put my verse in it? What is this will make me leave the steering wheel and raise my hand and say, warty, 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 warty. Can I get you to do one more thing? Come on, grab your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, we've been sitting down a while. Go ahead and get up off your behind. I'll need you to step up with me and say, neighbor, I may not know three things. I may not even know two things. But one thing I know, I know he's all right. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Tell your other neighbor, say neighbor, won't he do it? Let me tell you, he'll do it. He'll pick you up, turn you around. Somebody say yes. If that neighbor don't want to hear it, just shout to somebody and say, every time I turn around, the Lord